You think this is this a better football team when from the one that started OTAs and off-season training?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. After all that work that we put in, a lot of growth, team chemistry coming together, definitely a better football team, especially starting off with a new staff. Just being able to get an understanding of their expectations and what they want us to execute, definitely a better football team.
And it's, you mentioned that because, like, when you bring a new coaching staff in, I mean, guys have to come together and the buy-in factor's got to be there early. Has it come in early in your mind?
Yeah, definitely. When we're sitting in those team meetings, you can just feel that every guy in there believes what Coach Wisenhunt is telling us and believes in his vision and what we're trying to achieve as a team. And I think we've done a great job taking that first step towards that. We definitely have a lot more work to do, and that's what training camp is for. So it's important for guys to take these 5 weeks off, take a little bit of time for yourself, and then get right back to work because camp's going to be hard, and we're going to need every guy in the best shape of their life, and we got to be prepared to do some special things this year.
If you gave the off-season program a grade, what would it be?
Needs improvement. Good work, but we got a lot more work to do. So I don't know. I'm not really a teacher, so I don't really know much about grades, but I think we did a good job of coming to work every day, being prepared, being ready to work, and now it's up to us not to waste that for these next 5 weeks and be able to come prepared to do the same thing in training camp.
Dexter McCluster said B+. Too high, or you think that's good?
That's decent. In Dexter McCluster's class, I guess that's probably a pretty good grade. So if I'm involved, I'm not going to give myself anything lower than an A. So I'll go with an A.
How much of this next month is fun and relaxation, and how much of it is staying sharp, not messing around, being ready to go come late July?
Yeah, to me, this is all work. No vacations during this time for myself. Plan on going to Arizona to train with my brother and a few other guys, and then being back here in Tennessee to train as well. So for me, this 5 weeks off isn't about fun. We have an entire off season from February until April to enjoy yourself. And even during these OTAs and stuff, you get weekends off. So this next 5 weeks is all about training and getting ready.
Jason, the other day you said, you know, mistakes are going to happen, but it's if you make the same mistake twice that it becomes an issue. How much more intense does that theory become in camp when it talks about, like, having a second chance or a clean slate heading into camp?
Oh, it's way more intense. You know, camp, there's cuts involved, and whenever you add that value into it, it's gonna be huge. And, you know, we're always being evaluated. We say that all the time, and it's true. When you continue to make mistakes from the offseason of OTAs and minicamp and continue those in training camp, it gets to the point where if you can't get the job done, they're going to get somebody else in here. And that's why those training camp practices are the way they are. That's why there's fights. There's guys just wanting to compete and guys wanting to feed their family. So that's the fun thing about it. That's what we love as competitors, to go out there and compete.
And as a veteran, as a leader, what are your expectations to see out of some of those guys that maybe did make mistakes or did have kind of an off camp these last couple of days? What do you expect to see from them when they do come back for camp?
Just continue to see them grow. You know, we get to take these iPads home with us through these 5 weeks. So all the practices are on them. You can go back and rewatch them. The entire playbook is there. So the coaches have given us everything to be successful. Now it's up to us to do the most with it. And we have some young guys, guys like Bleedy, like Stafford, Woot, guys that are coming into their second year now and they're supposed to be taking that big step. So I think they've done a good job thus far, and it's going to be important, like I said, in these next 5 weeks to continue to take those steps forward.
How do you think the young guys handle this time off? Because I know Wiz really stressed to them, don't be knuckleheads.
Yeah, definitely. And the last thing you want to do is be in the headlines for the wrong thing. So you got to be smart. If you do go somewhere and try to enjoy yourself, be smart about it, stay out of trouble. But for them, it's very important to be in those playbooks. This is a brand new defense. Even for all of us, it is. But some of us have run defenses similar in the league, or terminology may be the same from another team you play for. For them, it's a whole new world, you know, and they don't know what to expect when camp comes. So they have to make sure you're just doing everything to prepare for whatever. I can remember my rookie year, just how crazy it is, the emotions of every day of being up and down. So I think we have a good group of guys, and they're going to do the right things and come back prepared.
How much more will you use video this offseason than you have in the past?
It'll be huge. It's just so much easier now with that iPad, having that, and just being able to turn on the practice film. We were never able to do that before. That'll make it a lot easier for myself. I'll probably go back and rewatch the OTAs and the mini camp just to see small things that I need to work on, and just to keep the defense fresh in my mind.
Nate said he kind of gets criticized somewhat for bringing it to the dinner table. Do you bring it to the dinner table?
I try not to, you know, hearing the wife complain. can get old. So I try to keep it from the dinner table, but you know, once in a while it may sneak in there. Especially when I get around Deb, we'll sit around with the iPads and compare different things, trying to help one another. Oh man, this will probably be the most different, just for the fact it's going to be a lot of different things. Just it may even be just something in the schedule. The way Wiz operates may be different from the way Munch and Fisher, who are both really similar. So this training camp, even for myself, you kind of don't know what to expect in the way and the manner in which Wiz is going to run it, and that kind of adds to the excitement of it.
How much clearer is the picture of the defense than when you heard there was going to be changes to the coaching staff?
A lot more clear. You know, when you hear that and you come in and you meet the coaches and you get a chance to talk to them, you still have no idea what it's going to be. And after this offseason now, it's clear as day, understanding what we're doing and why we're doing it. And that's huge, you know, for myself, George and Bernard and Griff, especially in our secondary being the leaders, all of us have a great understanding of it. And it helps us to be able to, when a younger guy asks a question, be able to give him an answer and explanation of why it is that. So I think we've done a great job of doing that this offseason.